I'm just presenting today some of my preliminary work from my PhD studies at the University of Guelph. So start out with some background. So overall, we know that there's lots of instrumentation out there that's available to measure just about anything within and above canopies. So lots of different types of trace gases and their concentrations, fluxes, etc. But there's still difficulties in knowing what the sources and sinks are of these trace gases at different levels within canopies. So we can measure these concentrations, but we don't exactly know, you know, where they might be coming from within a plant canopy. So that type of information could be useful for things like identifying individual sources and sinks from overstory and understory vegetation, or modeling separate responses to changes in environmental conditions, or possibly even separating out soil evaporation from plant transpiration. So since we can't measure these things, there's models. So analytical Lagrangian equations can relate concentration profiles to source profiles within canopies through a dispersion matrix. So there's the basic equation there. So these are fluid following models. So if you imagine that there's this point source within a canopy, the equation's just kind of tracing along that path to from a specific source to concentration within the canopy. These aren't modeled exactly as these little paths. It's modeled as dispersion clouds coming from individual sources. So the models are developed in the forward form. So you can see here, you can predict a concentration from a known source through this dispersion matrix. But the more interesting way is the inverse form, so using known concentration profile measurements to get a estimation of what the source distribution is within a canopy. So the major component of this model is the dispersion matrix that kind of describes how these scalars are moving in the canopy. So it has information about the turbulence statistics and length scales in the canopy. So overall in the past, the good news with these equations is that they seem to produce reasonable source profiles in lots of different canopies using lots of different scalars. And they're also relatively easy to use because you only need a concentration profile measurement, a standard deviation of vertical wind speed, and an estimation of a Lagrangian length scale to get your source profile estimation. But the bad news is that it's, of course, difficult to verify these field results. And they can also produce some very erratic profiles. And since you can't test if it's right or not, it's kind of confusing. And there's also a lot of uncertainty regarding the length scale parameterizations used for this model. And that's because the Lagrangian length scale isn't particularly measurable within canopies either using current instrumentation. It's because this length scale, if you picture the path of a parcel of air flowing in a canopy, the length scale is the distance of correlated motion along that path. And so our typical measurements in canopies are just single point measurements that don't really capture what that length scale is. So it's we just have to use estimations. So there's several parameterizations available. And you can also add stability corrections for this to help improve the length scale estimation. And some of these have been tested in using wind tunnel data. So in wind tunnel studies where there's been a known source, you can put that source into the Lagrangian equation with one of these estimations of length scale, and you can calculate out concentration profiles from this, and then it's compared to the measured concentration profile. And some of these parameterizations shows that it does line up, and that provides some basis for these length scale parameterizations. However, this hasn't been done in a field setting yet, so there's still some uncertainty with those length scales. So the objective for my research is to overall gain a better understanding of the length scale in plant canopies with the hope that this will help to improve the Lagrangian estimations of source profiles. And so I'm doing this by measuring carbon dioxide in a cornfield to constrain the Worland-Thurtell Lagrangian equation to solve for the length scale. So this is just a little schematic of the measurements required for this. So We need a concentration profile and a reference concentration at the top, and then two source measurements that we can get, so the net CO2 flux at the top and the soil CO2 flux at the bottom, then also some turbulence statistics within the canopy. So this is the actual field where this took place. It was at the Allura Research Station in Allura, Ontario. It's about an hour and a half outside of Toronto. And it was done over 1.5 hectares of corn from mid-August to mid-October of 2008. So for the soil CO2 flux, we used 20 non-steady state chambers. And then measured concentration profiles at 8 heights within and above the canopy using a TGA laser system and a LIGHTCOR. And then an eddy covariance measurement above the canopy. And so this is just a little drawing of our field site. So we had the 20 chambers, those are the squares. And the eddy covariance measurements were taken where that red dot was at the corner of the plot. And concentration profiles were measured at the blue triangle on the map. So it was a fairly small footprint for the field. And so we only ended up with 10 days with suitable conditions for this. So you can see in the picture, there's lots of clouds behind the eddy covariance system. That was kind of the standard for 2008. So sorry, all the people from Texas talking about not enough water. We had way too much water that year. So this is just some of the preliminary work I've done with the model using one of the estimations of the length scale from the literature. So on the left, there's one of the concentration profiles measured. And in the middle, that's a cumulative flux profile that was calculated out using the model. And the orange triangle at the top, that was what the eddy covariance flux measurement for that particular time period. And then on the far right is the source strength profile predicted by the model. So you can see that the cumulative flux, we can compare that to the net flux measurement to get kind of an idea of how far off these estimations are. So this one, it's a little far off, but kind of close. And then with stability corrections, the measured net flux lines up very well with the predicted net flux from the model. But then the problem here is that the shape of the flux profile and the source strength profile don't really make too much sense, because it's showing that in the middle of the canopy there's a much greater flux of CO2 than even at the closer to the surface of the soil. So there's obviously something wrong with the parameters of the model. And our best guess is that that's the length scale parameterization, since we have measured values of everything else that goes into the model. And so this is just some more profiles from later on in the season. So in this one, the yellow square at the bottom, that's one of the chamber measurements. So relatively speaking, it's not too far off from what the model is predicting. And again, it's pretty close at the top for the net flux. But then there's still that wonky profile shape, and stability corrections help it line up at the top, but doesn't improve the shape. And similar case again later on in the season. And this time the stability corrections make the profile worse than the measured flux. So the next step that I'm working on is looking more closely at the length scale. So this is just an example of trying out different shapes of the length scale with height that could possibly change the source distribution profile. So I've just had some guesses at the bottom of what the of different ideas for the length scale and how they change. So the first one on the left, it makes more logical sense, the cumulative flux profile, but now it has a worse correlation with the net flux measurements. And the second one, it's getting a little bit closer. And the third one, it's not too bad. But our overall goal isn't just to find some sort of fitted parameter that would make this data fit. We'd like to try to find some sort of physical reasoning behind this length scale, so that would be more applicable to other plant canopies. So that's in my future steps with this project, is to actually take those measurements and optimize the constrained equation to just see what that would say the length scale is, and then look at different profiles of different quantities that we did measure in the field. And then most importantly is to look at relationships between that constrained or optimized length scale and possibly other Eulerian turbulence statistics to find if there's some easier way to get a parameter that would work in this model. And so this work continued on in the summer of 2009 in a forest canopy in Borden, and we had a larger data set for that project, so hopefully with that it will provide more information on this length scale. So I'd say thank you. Thanks for your attention.
Questions for Shannon?
What type of spill correction model did you use?
I used one from Luning, 2000. It was just based on the Oka. I can't pronounce that word. The name.
Most.
Yeah, it's just based on his parameterization of the stability.
Okay.